With just a few days ahead of the 2020 general election, young Native Americans in Nevada took the time to speak with Patricia Ackerman, Nevada congressional candidate for District 2, about the different issues indigenous peoples are facing around the state. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has this report.
A group of five young leaders kicked off the virtual discussion by introducing themselves in their native language.
If we want to start out with some short introductions, Tiavi, if you wanted to start.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tiavi Melendez. I'm Northern Southern Paiute and Western Shoshone and an enrolled member of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony.
Hello, my name is Jeanette Patty. I'm 21 years old. I reside on the ancestral land of the Nuu Southern Paiute people. I go by she, her, herself.
These tribal members are part of the Nevada Native Youth Council, a group associated with the Nevada Statewide Native American Caucus. It's an organization focused on empowering indigenous voters. The leaders asked Ackerman about tribal land reparations, mental health services, and education reform, like introducing inclusive school curriculum that would accurately discuss Native culture and history. Ackerman acknowledged that there isn't a universal process to implement an inclusive curriculum, but she believes it's up to communities to engage with one another.
If we create learning communities and partnerships that encourage these ongoing conversations, then I think that we can continue to circle back and re-examine our experiences, continue to challenge our beliefs and our biases.
Tiavi Melendez is a high schooler and Northern Southern Paiute Western Shoshone. She's also a member of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. She went on to focus Ackerman's attention on violence against Native Americans.
It has been found that Native people are 2.5 times more likely to experience violent crimes, 2 times more likely to experience rape or sexual assault.
Melendez asked Ackerman what existing legislation she plans on backing if she were elected.
The Savannahs Act that was introduced by Representative Norma Torres and Senator Lisa Murkowski. What it would do is create standards for the investigation of the cases of MMIW, murdered and missing Indigenous women.
Ackerman also said she would support the Not Invisible Act, which would direct the Department of Interior and the Department of Justice to create a joint commission. The commission would identify how to best prevent, report, and respond to the violence and human trafficking across Indigenous communities. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.